This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're going to start today with the ongoing devastation in Puerto Rico. The island is completely without power following Hurricane Maria, which made landfall there yesterday as a Category 4 storm, clocking in winds at a staggering 155 miles per hour. And this is just a couple of weeks after Hurricane Irma struck the island, causing as much as $1 billion in damages. Irma gave us a break, but Maria destroyed us, Edwin Serrano, a construction worker in Old San Juan, told the New York Times today. Now, officials say that it could be months before power is restored to the entire island. The dire situation deeply worries the hundreds of thousands of people across New England with strong ties to Puerto Rico. WBO reporter Maria Garcia has been speaking with some of them, and she's here now in the studio. Hi there, Maria.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, you went to Boston South End today, where many in the Puerto Rican community live here. What do they have to say?
That's right, Meghna. I went to Villa Victoria, a Puerto Rican neighborhood, spoke to so many people in markets, at a preschool, at convenience stores, at several restaurants. All of them have relatives in Puerto Rico, at least all of the people I spoke to, all of the Puerto Rican Americans I spoke to. And all of them feel like their hands are tied. Very few of them have been able to speak with their relatives. Unless their relatives have a generator, there's hardly any way for them to get a hold of them. So the hardest part of this is just not being able to do much, but wait and hope for the best.
Yeah, you know, it is almost unfathomable to think about the fact that the entire island is without power. I mean, we've been seeing reports about perhaps officials being able to make contact with folks in the eastern part, but not the western part of Puerto Rico. But of course, it's really hard to say because, as you said, it's hard to connect with people there. So how are relatives, when they can, making those connections?
Right. Well, it's sort of a patchwork of resources that people are using here. Some people are calling Puerto Rico's Federal Affairs Administration that's working to communicate with people in the United States who have relatives on the island. There's one functioning radio station in the island, from what I understand, from people who have been communicating with their relatives there. And that radio station is functioning as a sort of like de facto emergency center, yeah, essentially receiving emergency calls and connecting people with authorities and resources there. But then also, you know, people are just using social media channels. They're using Facebook. Some people are using Twitter, and they're doing what are called the social media chains, where, you know, you put out a call and, you know, that says, hey, my grandmother is in this city in Puerto Rico. Anybody out there know anyone else there? And then people tag, you know, other individuals, yeah, who might be there. And then before you know it, you have a chain of, you know, several hundred individuals on social media who are sharing information on individuals there. And then, like I said, people do have generators. Some residential buildings have generators. Some hospitals have generators. And, for example, a woman I spoke with today, her father lives in a building with a generator that's supposed to last about a week. And then after that, she doesn't know what's going to happen. Her name is Dr. Vanessa Calderon Rosado. She's the CEO of Inquilinos Boricuas en Acción. It's a local nonprofit that advocates for housing and education, all sort of cultural issues for Puerto Ricans here. And, you know, she got really emotional today, Meghna, when she started talking to me about sort of the roller coaster she's been through in the last few days, like not being able to get a hold of her 87-year-old father in Puerto Rico and calling him several times. And finally today she was able to reach him. And she told me about that, if we can listen.
I was able to find out to connect with my dad today. He's doing good, so that's great. And when we were able to connect today, our call dropped and then we weren't able to reconnect. But at least we were able to talk long enough to know that he's fine and to have a good conversation. So it's very erratic right now. It's very choppy. No, there's no consistent way of communicating.
Hmm. And Maria, Dr. Calderon Rosado's story seems to be very emblematic of many families, both in New England and Puerto Rico, right? That young Puerto Ricans come to the States And as she has, her family, her older relatives are still on the island. So how is that sort of affecting what is going to be a long road to recovery in front of the island?
A very long road to recovery. I mean, it could be up to a month or longer before the island has power. A lot of people forget that there are more Puerto Ricans in the United States than there are on the island, where there are 3.5 million people. And Puerto Rico is still in the midst of a recession. The unemployment rate is very high there. They've been in a recession since 2006.
A bankruptcy, even.
Right, yeah. A bankruptcy. And so a lot of young people came to the United States to seek employment, which means a lot of the people who are living in Puerto Rico right now are a lot older. And sure enough, today when I went out to Villa Victoria, a lot of people whom I spoke with have relatives in their 70s, in their 80s. And a lot of these relatives, a lot of these older people don't text, right? So WhatsApp and Facebook are a lot of the platforms that people are using to connect. But these older relatives, they don't use them. They still rely on landlines, which are down in a lot of places. It's tough for people out there.
Well, so in that case then, Maria, I mean, what have you found out about how people can help?
Well, they can donate to UNICEF, to an organization called Unidos por Puerto Rico. Basically, just wait to see how bad the extent of the damage is. I spoke to, like I told you, Dr. Vanessa Calderon Rosado, who told me that when her father explained to her over the phone for the short period of time in which they were able to speak about just how bad it was, she said it affected not just her father, but her, it affected her. So let's listen to what she had to say about, just hearing about how hard it's going to be to recover.
Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, and 3.5 U.S. citizens in the island, I think, has been forgotten and treated as second-class citizens. And the fact that people are really paying attention to this and moving and mobilizing to help the island is really warm, touching and heartwarming for me.
Well, that's Dr. Vanessa Calderon Rosado speaking to WBUR's Maria Garcia. Maria, thank you so much for bringing us up to speed about how the local Puerto Rican community is responding to a truly awful situation on the island. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Magna.